بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We always begin with the praise of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most kind, the most merciful, the benevolent. We send peace, salutation, salawat upon Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Last night in the 10th juz of the Quran, we were discussing related to Surah At-Tawbah, wherein the mention was made that a large portion of the Jews and a large portion of Surah At-Tawbah deals with the hypocrites and the munafiqeen. And this continues into the 11th juz of the Quran for tonight's tadhkira and tonight's reminder. In the 11th juz of the Quran, the beginning verses of the 11th juz, the discussion related to the traits of the munafiqeen and related to the traits of the hypocrites continues. Quran makes mention about masajid or places of worship which were built with intent of malice and hatred. And Allah makes mention of lamasjidun ussisa ala taqwa, that those places of worship wherein the foundations of it is piety and taqwa, these are the places which earn the greater right that we present ourselves in them. From among these group of verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention about the traits of the mu'mineen, the traits of the believers and those who are successful. In this entire group of verses which are dedicated to the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, and the ill traits and habits, Allah makes mention of an amazing verse in the Quran, and that is At-Ta'ibun. That part of the traits of the believers, unlike the hypocrites, that they are Ta'ibun, they are those who repent. Al-Abidun, the hypocrites are the ones who worship, the mu'mineen and the believers are those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hamidun, they are those who praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are those as-sa'ihun, who fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are ar-raki'un, the traits of the believers are those who bow before Allah. As-sajidun, they are those who prostrate before Allah. Al-amiruna bil-ma'roof, the traits of the believers are those who enjoin towards good. Wa-nahuna anil munkar, and they prohibit from evil. And the end of this ayah, where Allah praises the traits of the believers, Allah says, وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ, that an outstanding trait and quality of the believers is that they are always protective over the limits that Allah sent and Allah has instructed and Allah has ordained. Our deen and our life, our deen is a set of limitations and set of hudud. When we take this principle and we place it against the practical backdrop of our day-to-day lives, our day-to-day lives as believing males and females is a complex network and a complex web of relationships, interrelationships with each other and relationships with Allah, a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very often, these interrelationships are at odds with each other. A person, for example, understands that they have a right and they have huquq towards their spouse, but they also have rights towards their parents. And often at times, these relationships are conflicted with each other. A person understands that I need to earn, it is a sacred duty that I earn halal, but very often this at times is conflicted with other obediences of what I owe to Allah and my deen. And our life all the time is about these intertwined complex relationships. Quran gives us a principle of how to navigate this successfully in these two words, وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ, that the believers are such that they understand the limits and the boundaries of every single matter. When it comes to the rights that we owe to our spouses, indeed they have rights over us, but only proportionate to the hudud and the boundaries of deen. In the same token, our parents have a right, But that right must not step outside the boundaries of deen. Exaggeration on either end will be conflicted with our deen. In the same token, to earn is a sacred duty, but within the limits of our deen. If deen is getting compromised and Allah's obedience is getting compromised in the process, then that is transgressing the hudud of Allah. And these type of what we often term life balances is a lifelong journey that we need to learn all the time, nurturing ourselves and understanding what is the had, what is the limit, and what is the guarding of every single right of our deen. This is a lifelong lesson. Quran praises it here, that وَحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ, that along with all of the worships, it is understanding the complex network of conflict that we have in our life and how we navigate successfully through this. May Allah give us understanding and tawfiq, inshallah. In straighten our roads, inshallah. Thank you.